WHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
This week on CSI Grand Isle, Nebraska.
Come on down to Earl's Quick Lube, get you up your 9042 Pinto. TP Bite, you can taste the oppression.
How?
How, you say, white man? Because we want to kill you honky inbred motherfuckers.
Sleepy cast! Sleepy cast! Party time! Excellent! Woo!
Party on, Ronan.
Party on, Frank.
Welcome to Sleepy Cast, episode 16. As always, I'm Frank Zanzibar Rose, and sitting next to me is my hetero life mate.
I'm Ronan.
That's right, son of a bitches. And in studio tonight, we have a very special guest, the one and only, my brother from another mother, Ryan Marinchek, a.k.a. Babone.
What's up?
The Duke of Asia Porn.
The Duke of Asia Porn, baby.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing it back.
For no particular reason.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, episode 16, and it has been a wild and crazy week for me. How was everybody else's weekend?
Man,
tiring.
I'm good. We want to explain what happened at the end of the last cast.
Yeah, the end of last cast was. Anyway, we're gonna move on. It was not a good thing. Not good at all. Anyway, before we jump off into things, I got a couple of things to just talk about my weekend. Pretty much went through, without a hitch, nice little weekend, after the Halloween, chilled out, had a good time on Halloween, just kicked it, whatever.
Sobered up a little bit,
come back, ready to do this one. Last night, though, it was about 12:31, me and High Chief Neil Bledsoe, the guy, he was on one of our casts, episode Schmojay Vimpson, he was on here, and we were sitting in the house, and we were just chilling out, watching some TV, just having a little conversation. And out of nowhere, there's like this horrible scraping sound going down my street. So we run outside, and there's this huge fucking trailer, and it's on top of the curb down the street from my house. And on the back of this trailer, there's like a fucking concrete saw and like a big ass fucking like a concrete mixer, like all these really expensive tools. And the guy gets out and he like looks at the trailer, he looks up at us, and then he just hops in his truck and he just goes. I mean, he just fucking speeds off down the fucking road like nothing happened, We're thinking, okay, well, maybe there's a flat tire on the trailer. Maybe he's going to come back, fix the tire and take the trailer. So we go, we run down, of course, like retards. We run down there and check out the trailer.
Is that when Jason killed you?
No, he didn't kill us. we were expecting somebody to be sitting on the trailer, but there was nobody there. Coming to a beat near you. So we go back in the house, and a good hour or so later, the pigs roll up. And, they come knocking down the door and shit, coming like, did you guys see what happened? Because this trailer's stolen from a bunch of Mexicans. So
well, who'd the Mexicans steal it from?
No, he's right, exactly. That's what we're thinking. That's exactly what I said. I was like, well, where'd they get it? And she was like, that's not funny. That's their trailer. And we're just like, what the fuck, So that was my weekend, pretty much. Fucking dealing with some crazy stolen trailers and shit. It was nuts. That's nut bush for you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how it is in a bush.
The fucking bush, baby. No, nothing's really yours in nut bush, right? Nothing's really yours in nut bush, because it can just be taken at any time.
Yeah. Odd note. I don't know why I was like it was in the beginning of the cast. Not to say in studio.
In studio.
Yeah.
Well, I do. Well,
funny joke.
Yeah, it is. It's, if anybody's ever been here in studio, yay!
You're very humbled by our setup immediately when you see it.
But I like that. It makes us sound professional, even though we're not really at all.
Oh God, no!
Fuck them. We're in studio. Goddamn it! When this is happening, this is studio. All right. This is studio.
Deep 13, yo.
Deep 13, motherfuckers.
Alright, I got something.
Go right ahead, sir.
I have to plug for a friend of mine.
Boo.
Let's see here. I tried to get the actual message working on the computer, but MySpace is being Jewy, so...
Yeah, eat a dick, Tom. You're our eat a dick of the week, Tom. Tom from MySpace. MySpace, eat a dick, sir. Thank you, Jeffrey. Go.
So, here is the plug I have for you. It's, I'm going to plug for you all. If you live in Memphis, then this will apply to you. If y'all live in Memphis, turn the sound off the next 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
Because this means nothing to you. I am plugging. This is exactly how the message reads: MIG Project, MIG Industrial Goth, the newest and best in dark wave, cold wave, EBM goth, synth pop, industrial goth, and more. This just says goth twice in that.
They got to put goth in there as much as possible.
Goth. This is. And more being spun for just twice a week. Full Moon Club Wednesdays, above Zinni's East, like 1718 Madison Avenue. Phone number is 901-274-7101. Doors open up at 9, DJs Tank Foss and Tempest, $3, Liquid Lounge Saturdays, 557 South Highland, doors open at 9, DJs Tank Foss and BHB.
That sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
I got BHB from a toilet seat at the Liquid Lounge.
I got that and some other stuff from Rally Point.
Oh, let's not talk about the bathrooms at Rally Point.
Oh, shitbox.
Website for it is www.myspace.com/Memphis Industrial Goth. Events. November 17th, live at Liquid Lounge, is Mankind the Obsolete. $3 entry.
Who?
Mankind Obsolete. Mankind is Obsolete, Beach Man. That's what I got for you.
All right.
Woo! If you're into that sort of stuff, go there. You'll have loads of fun. All right. And with that being said, it's time to head on up into our very special porno review of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the porno review this week.
Did it have a name?
We're just going to call it Tranny Love.
Oh.
Tranny Love, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love. Ronan asked for it. He said, we haven't had any trannies. And I had to give him a healthy dose of some Tranny Love.
That's not what I said. I said, good thing we'll never do any trannies.
Oh, that's right. Said, yeah. Well, we're doing trannies. I forgot. Yes.
Don't
put my feet to the fire. Don't tell me we're not going to do something when it comes to trannies, because I got me a fucking truckload of trannies in the back. All of November, turduckins and trannies. So we're going to go ahead and hop off into this fucking porno review. We're just going to call it Tranny Love.
Thank God it was short.
It was very short. And pretty much all you can really describe it as, there's a tranny, blonde hair, looking much like a cheap Mexican boy with titties, getting fucked by some other Mexican guy. I would give it a 2 because it fucking, she was hideous.
Yeah.
But that's the good thing about trannies, though.
How do you know? My question is that, how do you know? Maybe this was just a dude with tits.
But his titties, but he had a vagina, too.
How do you know? They didn't really show it.
True.
Think about it. We could have been watching gay porn and not known it.
True. But if you're watching trannies, you've already surpassed gay porn. If you're like, dude, gay porn doesn't do it for me, I gotta see a dude with titties and a dude with a vagina and a penis.
I'd rather watch a donkey show.
We can get that. Next week, donkey show. Here on SleepyCast.
I need to keep my fucking
mouth shut. I give it a 2. What do you give it, Ronan?
I give it a 2.
4.
He gives it a 4. Why do you give it a 4? That's high. That's high. 4 is high on the scale.
Yeah,
Do you like
just,
the tranny?
No, it's just so fucked up.
That you give it a 4. Okay, on the fucked up scale, Ryan gives it a 4.
If you thought that was fucked up, you'd love the guy fucking the watermelon.
All right, no, that one fucking, that was like the classic one. That and the dog jacking off. I let him listen to that episode before we came by. It was filthy. One of my favorite ones.
It's too trashy.
So there you go, fucking porno review. Short one this week. Because, come on. What else can you really do about trannies? Other than that chick's got a dick that puts mine to shame. I'm just saying.
It almost looked as if not only was this a transsexual who didn't have their weird genitals removed at birth, it was also uncircumcised.
No, of course. It's a tranny. You don't want to be a... There's no such thing as a hot tranny. You watch tranny porn just because you want to see the scum, the scuzz, what happens when fucking chromosomes get fucked up at birth. You watch that just to see the filth. That's gonna,
just to observe.
Just to see the molecular filth that's going to fold out before you.
Design.
It's like, what did
just
you
the
do,
greatest
God?
Dexterity.
Right, exactly. So there you go. That is our fucking porno review. Hit that sweet, sweet porno review music. Nice. I love that porno review music. I can't say it enough. And just because I want to fucking switch your mind, switch your gears real quick, I want you to thank trannies, and I want you to thank turducken. And I got our turducken fact for Thanksgiving. And this right here is just like, this is almost as filthy as the tranny. The fact that this actually happened. Everybody knows what a turducken is. I've explained it before. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Give it another quick listen to our new viewers.
Yeah. Okay, the turducken is a turkey with a duck shoved inside of it and a chicken shoved inside the duck. That's a turducken. For all of you know, and it has layers of dressing in between each different bird. You know. So this right here is the world's largest, like, bird, like, stuff, you know, like, turducken-esque thing was done in the 19th century. And let me go ahead and read you this brief synopsis of what this was. This was 17 ducks.
Straight up from Wikipedia.
17 birds shoved inside each other. Let me go pull it up real quick here. Okay, the largest recorded nested bird roast is 17 birds, a tribute to a royal feast in France in the 19th century. And it has a long description of what you would call it all together, which I'm not even going to try to fucking to even pronounce it. It's like a Buster Gopher chicken duck and Neil cockridge over something. I'm not even going to go into it. It's huge. Anyway, but they called it a roti sans pareil, or roast without equal. And pretty much it was just a turkey shoved inside, a turkey with a goose in it, a pheasant in it, a chicken, a duck, a guinea fowl, a teal, a woodcock, a partridge, a plover, a lapwing, a quail, a thrush, a lark, an Orton bunting, and a garden warbler. The final bird is small enough that it can only be stuffed with a single olive. It is also suggested that, unlike the modern turducken, that there was no dressing, no stuffing in between the meats. It was just all meat. And the dish probably could not be recreated by today's standards because many of the birds on that list are now endangered species. I wonder why. After that fucking feast of meats. So that's your turducken fact right there. Take that to the bank with you and think that, goddamn, were they gluttonous in the 19th century.
And they didn't bathe either.
And they didn't bathe either, so that was some dirty ass.
Some greasy son of bitches.
Birds.
Greasy ass.
So there you go, the fucking turducken fact.
Fuck you, Dark Age motherfuckers.
Right, eat a dick, 19th century.
Cannibalistic nignogs.
Gosh, there you go.
You fucking mooks. What else was on your list there?
There you go. You want to go ahead and jump off into your fucking, your news story, sir?
Did you not have like a...
I got, you know, we're going to do Bigfoot. I got Bigfoot facts here. And I got other shit, too.
I know we don't have a masturbation technique, but do we not have a sexual position?
No, we do have a sexual position of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, the sexual... Nice. I will sex you up. Good song. The sexual position of this week is the Sacconi Slammer, ladies and gentlemen. And this is when you put salt around the rim of a girl's asshole, pull a shot of tequila in it, and squeeze some lime juice in there. Then you suck it all out and break the shot glass over her head. That is the Sacconi Slammer.
There's a lot of violence in your sexual position.
I will use it in
like
a sentence.
Strawberry shortcake.
That is. We did that one last week, or the week before. I will use it in a sentence. I was picking glass out of my hand all night after I gave Amy a Sacconi Slammer. So there you go. The sexual position of the week, the Sacconi Slammer.
Use it on your grandma.
Try it with your loved ones. Hit your uncle with it. Your significant other. Hit your sister with it. Sexual position music.
Well,
there you go.
How about we go?
Let's switch into highlights. We've got the filth out of the way. Let's get into some actual hard-hitting facts.
Now it's time to get really pissed.
Not just bullshitting you guys.
This is
going to
offend.
Well, we offend people on a daily basis.
That's what we do here.
We've already gotten hate mail, which is awesome.
That's a good thing. That's called controversy.
Right, exactly.
That's when you know you struck a nerve.
Right, that's we stirred the shit kettle, sir.
How many of your other podcasts can say you've gotten hate mail? Huh? Right. You know who I'm looking at.
Dead lantern.
Well, let's see here. I found this on the cell phone. I was flipping open the cells, check my Yahoo Mail, and it brings up this little page like the weather and one random news bit. And this random news bit said, "Church ordered to pay $10.9 million for a funeral protest." And of course, you know, we here at the Sleepycast enjoy offending anyone who takes their religion just a little too seriously.
Right.
And so I was immediately intrigued, and I went to the cell phone events more, which, you know, I didn't get much info there, so I, bang, went to CNN.com and found it. And this, basically what this is that this fundamentalist church group, where are they from exactly?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, no,
imagine that.
Yeah, Baltimore. I'm guessing that's where this fundamentalist segment of is. They've been carrying out protests at military funerals from soldiers, you know, who didn't quite make it back to Iraq. Make it back from Iraq, if you know what I'm saying. They died. And their family's just trying. Yeah, they're grieving. Obviously, they just lost little. They just lost little Timmy, little Susie, whatever in Iraq.
Yeah, R.I.P. guys.
And these assholes have the fucking nerve to show up in front of their funeral and start carrying signs that say "God is America's terrorist" and "God hates homosexuals." Wait a minute, homosexuals for military funeral? What's this? This fundamentalist group of assholes is pissed off They're saying that the troops deserve to die because America is... We're very lenient on homosexuality.
That right there to me is the fucking... That is the fuck... I don't even know... I want to choke these motherfuckers. Like, literally. Like, if they were coming to arm's distance of me, I would kill every single one of them with my bare hands. It's like, what the fuck? Why? Why? Answer me this fucking question. Why?
Because apparently Christians are very... I think they're scared of Jesus might have been gay.
He might have been. What if he was? What if he came back and he was the fruitiest motherfucker ever? And he was like, all you motherfuckers that are straight are all going to hell because gay is the way to be. And we're all fucking going to hell because we like pussy. We could all be wrong. What if Jesus comes back and he's fucking wearing like a pink robe?
What if he's a tranny?
What if he comes back and he's got a vagina and a penis? He's fucking ambiguous. He's fucking the Holy Ghost.
Does it really make a difference if he was to be the king of, like, the queen of queens instead of the king of kings?
No, but this is insane. These people have went and they fought and they died for our country. Whether you agree with the fucking war or not, because I'll personally stand up and tell you right now that this fucking war is stupid. We shouldn't fucking be there.
We should be fucking out of there, dude.
We shouldn't.
There's no reason for our people to be over there just getting their ass blown off for no fucking reason.
Exactly.
They supposedly killed,
Saddam Hussein.
I mean, we didn't even go there for him. You know, we weren't supposed to go there to go kill the fucking Taliban leaders.
Yeah, yeah.
We still ain't done that. We're still standing over there getting shot at, just standing around, and they still hadn't pulled our troops out.
No, exactly.
Like, why don't we get the hell out of there?
Exactly. And that, you know, definitely, I agree with that 100%. But for these fucking people to stand up and say that they're wrong for fucking fighting and dying for their fucking country, and the reason that they should have died, the reason that they're dying is because we're fucking leaning on homosexuals, that's total fucking bullshit to me. I don't give a fuck who sucks whose dick, who fucks who in the ass. That doesn't matter. And you know what? The gays in the military that are fucking fighting and dying for our country. You know, there shouldn't be no fucking reason.
Yeah, the military has a strange policy on that. Their policy on homosexuals is don't ask, don't tell.
And that, you know what? That's, you know, I don't necessarily agree
That means that as long as you don't really, you know, let it out, they don't care.
Yeah.
But if you let it out, apparently, then it's bad. I'm a little fuzzy.
Like I said, I didn't say that the government was fucking right or correct or that we were like a fucking good nation, because we're not at fucking all. But those fucking people deserve every ounce of fucking respect when they come home, either alive or fucking dead. How dare you sit up and, in the name of fucking God, say that, you know, this is why they died. Not protecting their country. Fuck that. Let's throw all that away, that they're fighting so you can hold that goddamn sign that said homosexuals are bad. That's what they're fighting for. How dare you show up at their fucking funeral of all fucking places and tell them.
Let's put them out there and see how they
exactly.
Like
it. Put their fucking family and show their family, like, look, your son and or daughter died because we're leaning on gays.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. I want now, fucking all these people to fucking...
I find myself torn from wanting to defend the Constitution that I love ever so much and their freedom
of speech.
And say
that they have the right to do that. And they do.
But at the same time, I just... There's a little group of Hell's Angels that are so pissed off about what's going on that they're following these little fundamentalist assholes around.
Yeah.
And every time they protest in front of a church, they are there in front of the church waving American flags, hugging the grieving mothers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Go Hell's Angels.
Exactly. No, I'm just saying.
So I'm torn between supporting the church and their right to say this and, you know, wanting the Hell's Angels to start whipping out Molotov cocktails.
Throw it at them. Exactly. Well, the thing is that no matter what, there's a time and a fucking place to protest, and at their fucking funeral of a dead soldier that came back and fought for their fucking right to be able to hold that fucking sign, that's not the fucking place to do it. I'm sorry. If you want to fucking go in front of your church, you want to have fucking petitions passed out, you want to do it like downtown, you know, for whatever, do it then. Don't go to a private funeral for somebody, you know, their family's fucking grieving and shit. There's so many stages for you to fucking get your voice out there. Fucking make a website. Fucking
do a podcast.
Podcast, exactly. Go head up with SleepyCast. Come on, motherfuckers. But literally, don't fucking sit there and that's just like, how dare you? You know, like I said, I protest this fucking war to the bitter end, and I think our government is fucked up, but we all have religious right, and we all have freedom to do and say whatever we want here, and that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. That's the only thing that this country's got right. But your fucking scruples, your fucking morals, your goddamn common sense should talk to you and say, you know what? Don't fucking, this is not the time or the place. You know, I have a certain set of beliefs, but don't show up at their fucking funeral and say, you know, this is why they fucking know. They died protecting your fucking rights.
Yeah, to stand there and hold that fucking
exactly, sign. To hold your sign and fucking protest and to say, you know, gays are bad.
But there's a small glimmer of hope because one guy did, he wasn't going to take this shit. So he sued these motherfuckers and this court actually went with him and he's now awarded $10.9 million. Of course, this church is, they're appealing it and they're going to take it to the Supreme Court.
Of course.
They're happy about it because they're like, oh, this is going to get more voice out to our calls. And I think,
I'm sorry, I don't even think like the, I'm saying there's fucking crazy Christians like that. But
it's not Christians that we here at Sleepy Cat have a problem with. It's you fundamentalist fucks
exactly,
that we don't like.
Exactly, it's motherfuckers that do shit like
extremists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we have the right to believe and say what we want in this country. And those fucking people fought and died for it. And you fucking show up at their funeral.
And say
that they're fucking, that's why they died. Not protecting your freedom. Like, because Johnny fucked Jimmy. That's why they died. Because fucking the Queer Eye for the Straight Guys on TV.
Aww.
You know, that's why. Because we like gay people in America.
Well, it's funny how gay people are okay in a TV show, but in real life they're not.
Yeah, I know. Like, the people, like, they'll laugh at gay people on TV. Like, oh, he's fruity. But then, like, you fucking see a gay person on the street, they get drugged down the street and killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's double standard in this fucking country. It's insane. Bunch of savages in this town, sir.
So, let's try and move on now to a happier topic.
Let's get out of here. Let's get straight on, Ronan. You brought it to my attention. I hadn't seen it yet. But, ladies and gentlemen, not since the Patterson-Glenn film have we had proof that Bigfoot exists like we do now. That's this new picture.
Well, there was a hunter. God damn it! I should have really looked. I should have saved this fucking article so I can give you exact specifications as to where he was from.
Hey, fuck it! Just like everything we do here at Sleepy Cast, let's pull it out of our ass.
That's right, folks. That's right. We'll post this picture up with the bulletins that we bust out. But as I bust out this photograph now, what does this say to you guys when you look at this picture? We have a humanoid shape, covered in hair, leaning down in front of a tree. Grab something.
I'm going to have to say it looks like a chimpanzee, but you said, you know.
This is in America.
There wouldn't be out in North America, because there's no chimpanzees in North America.
So
unless it like broke out of like Critters for Hollywood or some shit, you know.
Hey, what was the
and it got far.
Things y'all said it might have been?
They said an emaciated bear, but as we're looking at it, like you can look at it. Well, that's emaciated, means it hadn't eaten. That's why it would look thin. But if you look at it, like a bear's arms are not that fucking long.
Yeah, this thing is all
portions. It would have more meat up on its.
Yeah, but like, I mean, just like you can just like look at it there, and like it literally is bent over, like on all fours, like it's picking something up to eat it, but it has arms and legs like a fucking human.
Yeah, the story behind this picture was that a hunter, he set out an automated camera out in the woods, a private woods he owns, like about 40 miles away from the nearest town. And these pictures are motion-sensitive cameras. He's looking for deer. He's wanting to know where the deer are for when he goes hunting. And he goes to check his picture box, and he gets this weird photograph.
The fuck is that?
Now, like I said, scientists, they say this is like either a bear with mange or heavily emaciated. Yeah. Or there are three possibilities. It's the bear, it's a guy in a suit who went a long way to pull off a prank.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing that if it's anybody, it's the actual hunter.
Yeah.
Or it's Bigfoot, folks.
That's what I'm saying. And it fucking,
what's this little,
that is probably, I think, part of the camera.
Yeah, that's part of the camera. It's fucking Bigfoot. I'm not going to put myself out and say 100%, but come on now. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted Bigfoot to be fucking...
It's the shape.
To be real, you know, since like... And every time anything about Bigfoot or aliens and shit come on, it's like Santa Claus. Santa Claus ain't real, but you want him to be. Yeah. You know, you wish that motherfucker's real. And Bigfoot is like that to me. Bigfoot is that mythical fucking creature that we want to be real. We're pulling for him. And you know what? He's so fucking, Bigfoot is so awesome that he's had more fucking movies made about him than anything. And I actually,
Harry and the Hendersons, yeah.
Exactly. I actually went and pulled up a list of Bigfoot and pop culture, and these are some films that were made about Bigfoot. We have Snow Beast. We have The Capture of Bigfoot. Then we have The Revenge of Bigfoot. Then we just have the movie Bigfoot. Then, of course, like Ronan said, Harry and the Hendersons. He's in a Goofy movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's in a Goofy movie. And we have Drawing Flies. Our good friend, one of my favorite directors, Kevin Smith, produced this, starring none other than My Name Is Earl's Jason Lee, where he plays a guy named Donner who wants to find Bigfoot, a.k.a. Sasquatch. Gotta throw Sasquatch in there. But he's all over the place, man. Bigfoot, man. Come on now. It's fucking Bigfoot. Snowman, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was real big into all these, like, oh, this Loch Ness Monster. But as I've gotten older, and you come to find out that, you know, the one credible picture of Loch Ness was a fake.
Yeah, it was a fake. That's disheartening.
Yeah, the
looks like
thing.
Somebody's swimming.
Yeah.
The picture of Loch Ness you always see is like the little neck with a head.
Yeah, right.
What that is a piece of clay that's been molded up in the shape of a neck, put on top of a submarine.
Yeah.
The guy who faked this picture, I believe his grandkids came out about in the early 90s and admitted that it was a fake, and they even brought up the prop and showed it. Like,
yeah.
This is the exact thing that Grandpa used.
Yeah. And fucking for years, but they actually, I saw on like Discovery, they're doing like a whole thing about Nessie. And they did like a computer generated model of what she would look like, and she's pretty.
Well, the problem is that there's not enough food in there.
Yeah,
for
I know
eat.
For that to be that fucking big, that's just
yeah.
A wave,
for
y'all.
It to be that big and somebody not see it come up out of the water and not at least once.
Right, at least just once.
Just once.
If it did live there, it's fucking dead now, and it's at the bottom. There's like a skeleton, a
it
big ass skeleton.
It must have a hell of a lung capacity to stay underwater that long without coming out for air at least once.
Well, unless it's like, you know, aquatic.
Right. Unless it's an eel or something, but still, there's not enough food in there to support something
that
big.
Yeah, that huge. It would have had to eat people. Or cows, like Placid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was all into that stuff. And now, you know, I look at Loch Ness Monster, there ain't nothing in that lake.
No.
Bigfoot, you know, half of the things of Bigfoot you see are fake. But the only one that was really credible was the Patterson Creek footage that Frank mentioned. And this picture so far looks pretty good. Although, I can also say that this is either A, definitive proof of Bigfoot, or B, it's definitively a guy in a suit.
A guy in a suit, yeah. And I'm keeping my fucking fingers crossed that it's goddamn Bigfoot.
What do you give it?
Hmm?
What do you give it?
What do I give it? What do you mean as far as like... What
well,
do I think of this? On
what
real... Oh, on real... Like on a scale? I say it's like the... Like in the... You know, a good... Like Ronan said, a good definitive proof that it's like, you know, either a dude in a suit or it's fucking Bigfoot.
The problem with all these Bigfoot pictures, like the alien pictures too, you see the spaceships and whatnot... The pictures are, it's very convenient how all the pictures, they don't give you enough to really make the absolute, see, this is a picture, it's standing still, you don't see it moving, so you can't see the detail, you don't know if there's movement going on inside the body,
like
their muscles and whatnot, you just see it standing there leaning
down.
Is this
the only picture that was taken?
Like the camera that he set up took pictures like a random, like anytime something walked past it.
Like a motion thing.
It snaps
a picture and then has to do this other thing. And probably if it was an actual creature, I'm assuming that the thing is that heard the snap,
and then
got scared,
flew
and ran. So, but yeah, America, we do have more forest land than most people give us credit for. So I'd say there's actually a decent amount of space for something like that to hide in.
And, you know, like you said, food and stuff like that,
there's plenty of food.
Yeah. It probably eats, you know, deer and shit. You know?
Although I'm a little skeptical, more skeptical now than I was when I was a kid about.
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, but like I said, it's like fucking Santa Claus. You
it's
want
just,
him to be real.
This picture
you know?
Is just too split. This picture there's just too much of a possibility that it could be one or the other.
Yeah. The thing about it is that like if it's a guy in a suit,
that's a very nice suit.
That's a good fucking good quality suit. And two, like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, there's money to be made in the Bigfoot bullshit.
There is, but it still is just like, you know.
Big bullshit.
Seriously, there is.
Did you know, read about any other, like, there were the footprints or whatnot in the area where he was, like, where the picture was taken?
The thing is that the guy comes and checks up on these pictures. That could have snapped that picture. Let's say the guy checks up on it Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he put, he put that camera box out there. Let's say he puts out the beginning of October. And he comes back to check on it at the end of October. Which is generally how most people do with these camera traps.
Yeah. Right around
the
season.
That Bigfoot had the whole month to come in there.
Yeah, just like fucking... So, what if there's like a couple of pictures that he didn't get? Like maybe they didn't take, like Bigfoot's like fucking beating it or something. Like he's up there for like fucking a lady Bigfoot.
Why not? I mean, chimps do it.
Right, exactly. I saw a monkey at the zoo one time jack off with an orange peel. He fucked that orange peel to death. I couldn't leave either. I was mesmerized. I was like five. I was mesmerized by that monkey fucking that orange peel.
I think that has something to do with what are your current
things? It might be. It might have fucking scarred me for life. That's why I'm so fucked up. But that monkey fucked that orange peel like the fury, sir. I don't remember him busting, though. I don't think he might have stopped.
Sorry for the citric acid. No, it's a cut.
I know, but, hey, but his dick smelled good, though. He had that fucking orange
for
on
the
there.
Ladies.
For the ladies, right? He fucking put it in a little monkey's mouth. But, and that other monkey suck it.
Again, we're gonna post this picture up with all the
books. Yeah, no, definitely.
So you guys can see it, too.
I want everybody that, like, you know, the reads it, definitely send us in your fucking comments about it. Let it give us some feedback on Bigfoot. Do you think he's real or
you
not?
You hear that shit.
Let's hear some fucking shit about Bigfoot, man.
Like I said, it's just too split down the middle. This could be
it really like you
it
said,
doesn't show you enough.
I know for a fucking fact it ain't a goddamn bear.
No, man,
that ain't a fucking bear.
But yeah, there's no chance in hell it's a bear. So it's
we just want to know what you think about it.
Yeah, it's like definitely
Do you see it as being real, or I mean, you know, what do you think of it?
You
is
think
it,
it's another
is
hoax?
It fake or what?
Again, the problem is that it doesn't show you. It doesn't show you enough. All it does is leave you wanting more.
I want to know how
big
Bigfoot's
dick is. I mean, it's like you can barely see his head if he did get scared off or something, you know, because of the flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was asking what that was.
I want to know what he was going for.
Like him holding up a peanut or something. He could be doing anything. There could be more in the area, and that was just the only one that saw.
Condoms?
Yeah, Bigfoot was getting some gum or something. So why don't we just set Bigfoot traps?
Because
in our backyards.
Believe it or not, although the species, we can't prove it exists, there are some states where Bigfoot is labeled as a protected species and it's illegal to shoot it.
If you see a Bigfoot, don't kill it.
Just tranquilize it.
Just hit it with your car like in Harry and the Hendersons. You know, just run him down like in Harry and the Hendersons.
So, come up with some mad-ass morphine pills.
All honesty, although I say I'm open to the possibility of Bigfoot, I have to say, of all the weird mythical creatures
it's probably
supposed
a
to be
fucking
out there,
dude.
I would have to say the only one that really, to me, gets credibility, if there's a good chance it's real, is probably the Yeti. Because,
the Yeti, yeah.
You know,
like,
there's a lot more space
in the mountains.
In the mountains,
and there's a lot of shit of that up there that's, like, too fucking
you
cold.
You think there's more
for
than,
us
like,
be?
There's just, like, clans of them? Well, not, like, clans, but, like, little tribes.
Little tribes.
I always hear people saying that.
Yeah, well, there's, like, a tribe of Bigfoots.
Because, I mean, you heard stories of, like, people getting abducted by them, and, like, they would say shit, and, I mean...
Like, touch
them. I saw this one, this lady said that this Sasquatch used to come up to her house, and it would actually show it hunting.
Yeah, I saw it on National Geographic.
Yeah.
And there's, like, well, he would, like, throw the thing over and just rip its legs, like, right off of its back concourse. I was like...
I think that lady's fucking...
He used to come up to the door, knock on her door, and ask for spices, like,
Ask for spies. This bitch is crazy. What are them hill folk that live in the woods?
I mean,
all
think
crazy.
They would be friendly.
They got fucked
or
up
do you
on
think
shine.
Be these are such. Savage.
Well, I mean, they're sad. I mean, like, if anything, it's not intelligent like a human. It may have like monkey capabilities. It might be like smart as say like a monkey, which they're intelligent.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're smart,
but
the
not as
like that,
no. But they have opposable thumbs and everything like that. But at the heart of it, if they exist, they're fucking wild animals, and they'll probably fuck you up if you get too close to the young.
Yeah, I imagine.
Or the lady
Bigfoot. I imagine if we were hiking, let's say we go on hiking tomorrow through that exact stretch,
yes.
And we actually see it. I imagine odds are it's gonna run.
Yeah, it'll probably run from us. And if we gave chase and got it backed up,
if we put it in the corner, then it's gonna
Bigfoot would fuck us up like a Jack Lynx commercial.
Yeah, then suddenly like messing with Sasquatch, it's gonna start throwing us around.
It would have hit us with a big rock and shit. Get fucked up.
So
I wonder, like I said, like they're like humans. I wonder if lady Bigfoots have titties like chicks, but they're just really hairy.
Probably, I mean,
like a monkey.
Like a gorilla. If they're apes, then it's probably like imagine a female gorilla with like big, you know, mammary glands and whatnot.
Yeah,
it's
big
probably,
mams, dude.
That's probably what it's like.
I'm gonna fuck
you. You have
lady
to tranquilize the shit out of one of those things.
To fuck it, yeah.
That's
my goal in life. I'm gonna go to Japan. I'm gonna go to Jamaica. Then I'm gonna fuck a Bigfoot. Those are my three goals in life. Oh, I'm gonna make a film. to aid me in the quest to go around the world.
The film has to come first.
Well, right. I gotta make the film, yeah, of course. That's gonna give me the money so I can travel to all these remote locations and try to fuck Bigfoot. Try to stick my dick in Bigfoot.
Good luck with the Bigfoot thing,
that's
sir.
That's a journey you've got to
right, I know.
Isn't that where people think AIDS came from?
Yes, people having sex with monkeys, which is total fucking a debunked. That did not happen.
Yeah,
nobody ever... I'm not saying that nobody's ever fucked a monkey, but nobody fucking got AIDS from a monkey.
They're not saying that's where. Like, they just say I've heard that's where AIDS, the virus is supposed to come
that's
from.
That's where the virus is supposed to.
So some South American monkey, some dude had sex with, and then brought it back to the States.
He's like, oh, I got fucking, you know. But what sane person would be like, oh, you know, talking to the person they're fixing to hook up with, and like, oh yeah, I like you, and all that shit, let's, you know, let's hook up. You know, and of course, you know, eventually they're going to come down the line and be like, hey, look, I fucked a monkey one time. You know, when the cards are on the table, it's like, you know, well, let's talk about your past experiences, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, well, she's like, well, I had a threesome once, you know, well, I fucking made out with a couple of chicks, scissored a couple of times. And dude's like, hey.
Menage a trois.
Yeah, I did a menage a trois. I did an orgy once. I was in a porno film. And dude's like, oh, you know, hey.
I had sex with a monkey.
I fucked a monkey one time. Then as soon as they say, I fucked a monkey, you should leave. You should not have sex with that person. It's like, you fucked a monkey?
That's where AIDS came from.
That's where AIDS came. You've got AIDS, and then you leave, you know? But no, that's fucking... What reasoning is behind that? It's like, I fucked a monkey.
What reasoning is there to fuck a donkey?
I don't know. Bitches do crazy things for money. People do crazy things for money. Not just women. Just dudes, too. Everybody. Somebody gave me some money, I might fuck a donkey. I don't know. You don't know if you're in, you're in that fucking tight spot.
Would you fuck a sheep?
You need to eat. I'd fuck a sheep.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying one of us is any fucking sheep.
No, but I mean, literally, like, if you're in a tight spot, like, you needed money, and they're like, you know, we'll give you fucking the money that you're going to need for to sustain your life, but first, you gotta fuck this donkey. Would you fuck that donkey? I mean, you're going to die if you don't fuck this donkey.
If I'm going to die, you're going to have to
take a shot
donkey.
Of fucking mouthy splooge, donkey splooge in the mouth.
Oh.
You're going to have to take a fuck. You're going to have to chug that ass cock.
That's morally upsetting.
It is. It hurts my feelings.
It
but,
does.
But it's a situation that we could all be thrown into at one time. I need to know, if you were put in that situation, would you fuck a donkey? If they were like, you got
if
no
it
choice.
It was a situation of life and death, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
So, well, so course, everybody.
I'll take a shot in the mouth
if
it's my life on the line.
If you're still going to live after it, yeah.
Yeah, now you're going to live. I mean, they're going to give you money. You're going to fucking be like, you can fucking stay up in a hotel. You can shower the monkey splooge, I mean, the donkey splooge off of you, because there's going to be splashback. Because donkeys fucking blow, dude. I don't know if you've ever seen a donkey fucking come, but he fucking comes. Gallons.
Oh, man. I've
Not
seen a,
gallons.
I've seen a horse fuck this bitch in the ass, and there's... Fell limp and the shit just
I know, right? All this fucking horse cum.
That's just gross.
Horse and donkeys, they got big dicks and they cum a lot. That's a lot of cum. Them
Man,
balls.
It is, dude.
Them fucking equestrian balls.
You seen a cow's balls, man?
A bull, man. Them fucking things are huge.
Would you fuck the donkey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If my life is on the line, yeah. I might keep that donkey. You know, be like, you know, you got me out of a tight spot, donkey. I will make sure that you have
donkey.
A fucking donkey.
Donkey.
Like donkey. Donkey. Yeah. Like, you got me out of a tight spot, donkey. Let's go. I will fucking ride you. We'll get some coffee beans, motherfucker. We'll kick out in a fucking palm
sweet
tree.
Sweet ass brings me my free.
Right?
Fortune.
Exactly. We'll just hang out. Me and that donkey will be best friends. If we won't ever fuck again, unless it gets lonely sometimes. It gets lonely at the top. Me and that donkey might fucking have another throw. But,
like, hey, Frank, did you ever think about us? You ever give us a stack of thoughts?
It was like, listen, donkey, I've met somebody. I'm not hungry anymore, but I got you. That donkey might rape me. That donkey might take my shit.
Goddamn.
That was filthy right there.
That's the good kind of
when
quality.
When it just becomes that emotionally evolved, man, it's...
Right, exactly. Once the donkey falls in love with you, you gotta cut the ties.
Yeah.
Like, don't you follow me around, donkey. I ain't fucking giving you salt lick and sugar cubes no more, bitch. Get away from me.
Listen to the sleepy cast with your parents.
Kids, get your folks in on this. Call grandma. I'm like, grandma, why don't you check out sleepycast at www.myspace.com/sleepycast.
And listen to
remember that donkey you had when you were a kid? Did you ever do that? Listen to that. Then come call me back and tell me what you did with your donkey, grandma. In the old country, you haggard bitch.
Since you put up such a disgusting question, how about another disgusting question? If somebody pops up to you with like $10 million, I will give you $10 million to sleep with him and points at some random stranger next to you. What do you do, Frank?
$10 million? Next to some dude?
Random Joe.
I'd probably turn him down. Just some random dude. I'm easy.
No.
You say no?
You never know.
Exactly, dude. $10 million? I'm sorry, that's not enough for me to fuck some dude.
Well, what if you get near one of us?
One of you guys? I'd probably take the $10 million. You know, we'd all be happy. I would pay you both $1 million apiece, never to speak of it again. Like, here's $1 million apiece. Nobody fuck nobody. Keep it quiet, bitches. give you that fucking...
I won the lottery. That's how...
Yes, I know what happened. The story is we went to the casino and I hit it big. Keep the fucking hush money.
For the record, we're going to edit this.
Yeah. Hush money, motherfuckers.
You'll this never hear
on
this.
The DL. Yeah.
Keep it on the low low.
That's right.
Here's your hush low money. Low. I'll take care of you for the rest of your life. And if not, I have $10 million. I can crush you with that. My mint's wealth. Another dirty question. What if your cum tasted like eggnog?
How would you know your cum tasted like eggnog?
Somebody tells you, like, that tastes like fucking eggnog. What would you say to that?
I like eggnog.
Right? Oh, like, something, she down there, she fucking, you hit her, babone, you hit her in the mouth with the shot, and it's fucking, she's like, God damn, that tastes just like eggnog.
I'd be impressed.
And she loves it. And she does not want to quit sucking, dude.
Well, it was like, well, you know, at some point going. You got to. Yeah.
Let her finish it.
I'm saying every day she wants to come in and just fucking just
shit.
Pop the head in the mouth.
I'll be more ready when I get home.
It's like, oh, eggnog.
Break my back and I'll go home. I want to get some head.
I'm going to get some head.
Oh. The hard day's work. Let me kick off my shoes.
Right. No,
get my toes. Get
some head. Get some head.
Hey, baby, guess who else is excited to see you?
Oh, we are
one eyed Pete.
Let's be one eyed.
Check out the one eyed wonderer.
That's right.
Oh.
It's like it's ready to see you.
All this talk of nog cock made me zoof.
Well, that's a dirty question you wanted to ask me at the earlier.
Yes, it was. That was my dirty question I wanted to ask everybody. The donkey shit, that was just magical.
The donkey shit, this still happened to come out the Marvel's conversation of Bigfoot.
Right. How did we get from Bigfoot to fucking donkeys? Like, that's how we roll here.
Odds are one of us was trying to make some prolific, powerful statement about Bigfoot, and it got
turned into a dirty sexual escapade with an animal.
Would you fuck this ferret? I mean, that would...
He's a sexy beast, sir.
He's a sexy beast.
I don't know if...
That's a small spot.
That's a tight little hole. I'd fuck that You'd ruby... I'd fuck him. That
his
ruby
eyes
red star
bigger than his head. Every time he stuck it in.
Not only would his fucking sphincter rip, but his eyes would fucking pop out of socket. Yeah. They would bulge out.
That would kill
like this. You would literally crush some guts. Yeah. You know? You would
fucking so the answer to that question is no. You would not fuck
No, you would not fuck that ferret because I mean, look, he's so blood. Hardcore. Look at that.
look at that
fucking mug.
How can you not love that grizzly bear look? Yeah. This emaciated Sasquatch.
This emaciated Sasquatch. Give me a high five, motherfucker. I'm going to go down on him.
I'm going to go down on him.
Throw him in the floor first. Oh, all the fucking talk of this dirty shit made me zoof. A zoof. That's a male queef. For everybody didn't know it, they're queef from your penis. It's a zoof.
A zoof.
A zoofed. Use it in a sentence. Oh God, I just zoofed.
Oh.
It's another one. That's a special one for all you guys out there.
That's a 2-for-1 special.
Take it with you. Use it next time you get in an argument. Like, you just pissed me off. I zoofed.
You zoofed.
Make everybody laugh.
We still got a little bit of time left, so while we're not on the subject, how about we just showed the bone here the new trailer for Alien vs. Predator Record. He apparently missed it. He missed out on the hype.
Yeah. I don't have the internet, so I mean.
Oh, he's been without internet.
Right. I mean, damn. I'm down. I got my Xbox Live. I'm good there. I don't have the internet. I'm commandeering.
We got the gaming going, dude.
Well, I mean, if the Xbox Live is on the internet.
Yeah.
So
are you like fucking Wi-Fi, like leeching from somebody?
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm commandeering.
Well, shit, get you a wireless router, dude, and then just fucking rip that shit.
Well, I mean. It's a very low signal. It's got one red bar, but I mean, I can still pick it up. I mean, I still have a solid signal, but sometimes it'll go out, but very rarely. But I wish Xbox would put a fucking internet browser on there, because if I could do that, I would be online all the time.
It's weird. The PS3 has an internet browser. The goddamn
Wii
has the fucking browser.
I was like, hell yeah.
And they just now up with one of the new updates for it. Now you can plug in a USB keyboard into it.
Hell yeah.
Where instead of having to type in click, click, click.
Yeah, just, Xbox is all USB. I plug so many USB things into it. I got my keyboard, yeah. Every fucking thing. Anything that's USB. Oh, it's going on the Xbox. Because it's just... It's great to have.
No, it really is. No.
Well, yeah, it's like.
And I'd like to commandeer this hard drive you got here.
Yeah, I know that you're noticing my nice little 120.
Yeah, mine says
126, baby.
Yours is a 2-0.
I'd like to have an extra one beside that.
But it's kind of lying to you, because when I got that, There's already about 18 gigs worth of space being taken up from the get-go. By, I don't even know what the fuck it
is.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's system files. I went through the damn thing looking for what it was. I can't find it.
Bastard. Look through your memory.
I did. I went through the memory. And I got rid of all the dull, boring shit that was already in it that I didn't want. But, we showed Ryan
I've
the new
got
trailer.
A good subject changer. Right, something I've been just daring to fucking lash out and rant about.
Do it.
Lash, sir.
Beings, I've been here in Memphis for, you know, quite a few good years of my life. Spent with a lot of my brothers and shit. You know. You drive in the streets of Memphis, okay? Those of you who've been in Memphis...
That's dangerous.
Know that Memphis since, you know, what, about 96, 97, you know, that's when, you know, there wasn't really that many people out on the streets. You know, it was pretty fairly easy to go out and, you know, drive around. Now, you're asking for a fucking incident to happen, like a...
an incident to happen.
Okay, it's too fucking hard to drive out there, and people are not using their common sense. Okay, if there's a wreck, get out of it. Don't fucking just sit there and rubberneck.
Yeah, people rubbernecking.
Everybody's got to stop and slow down and look.
Yeah, everybody's in a hurry to get nowhere. I can be doing 45, and the next person is flying by me doing 75, and then I meet them right back at the next red light.
Right.
Like, you're a fucking idiot.
You didn't go nowhere. You
you wasted more gas to get to that red light before I did.
And now you're probably going to slow me down.
And gas,
the top
come on, gas is like damn near $3 now.
Yeah,
that's something I want to kill Bush over.
Shoot Bush.
I mean, fuck. That's just too much. I can't deal with Memphis driving. I mean, I seriously get so bad road rage.
Oh, no, they're fucking the worst drivers
you're
in
the cussing,
city.
Dude. Oh,
and not to mention, around here in Nutbush now, you have, like, illegal aliens driving.
Oh, my God.
And, like, you get
hit. I had one pull a fucking U-turn right in front of me.
Yeah. No, they
at
like,
an intersection.
They
like,
fucking,
the fuck
and it's like, and then they don't have one, none of them have insurance, none of them have license.
No.
They have fucking no tags on the truck.
A lot of them can't read, so they can't even read
the
signs.
Yeah, it's like, stop, but fucking, it's not the same.
They just kind of follow what everybody else is doing.
So it's like,
okay.
No, but it's literally like, it's insane to drive around here now. Like, fucking, it's bullshit.
My sister, like, I was in the car, we were coming back from ITT. Just right that curb you pull in, like to cut like like right from Stevenson's, the stupid like TG like karaoke thing. You turn in there. We were coming right in there. It's a kind of rainy, slick day, and just out of, I'm just sitting there kind of talking. The next thing I know, we start spinning and whatnot, and it's like, oh, my glasses are thrown up to here. My dad's glasses were thrown out of the fucking car.
Damn.
My hat was in the back seat. Metzkin's going down the road like 70 miles an hour, slam into us. We do like three spins real quick. They keep going down the road about 100 feet. Momentum finally slows them down to where they stop like four houses down from us. Cops get there, and I will say this much about the Memphis cops. They apparently realized that some bullshit was going on here. Although it's technically my sister's fault, they gave her a ticket for failing to yield at a stop sign.
Yeah.
They did not charge her for causing an accident, because even though they couldn't prove it, they could tell us by looking, those motherfuckers were speeding.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's pretty apparent when the whole back of your car is smashed in.
Some
dickhead not paying attention.
No, I mean, and it's not even that, it's just the fact that, like, you know, not that they're, you know, Mexican or anything to that effect, it's just the fact that, it's like, you're in this country and you're driving fucking illegally. And you're driving poorly at that. Like, nobody in this fucking city knows how to drive to begin with, but throw that in the fucking mix, and you're like fucking... Everybody I know that's been in a wreck, outside of myself, has been hit around this neck, in the bush, and it was by a carload of Mexicans. I mean, and I'm just not saying that not all...
We're not saying anything. Not yet. Give me a few minutes.
Yeah, rolling the bus down by fucking everybody, but... I'm trying to play the diplomat here and say that it's not everybody that's Mexican, but here lately, man, and but none of them have insurance. None of them have a license.
Well, that's just a common Memphis trait. You didn't have insurance.
No, I didn't.
Well, Mom, do you have insurance?
Yes, I do. I'm completely legit.
I have insurance now.
Well, high five, sir.
Ryan's got insurance.
I mean, it's fucking stupid to go out and get into a fucking wreck.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers aren't paying attention.
No.
And the main thing, I think, is common sense. People do not use common sense. They think sometimes book smart is more than common sense.
Oh, God, I hate people like that.
Yeah.
I can name a few.
Okay, yes, I agree. You know, there's some good things that you need to, you know, read about a book.
Yeah.
Right. But then still, use your common sense.
It's like, okay.
What makes more sense? Okay? Common sense, book sense. use common sense every day.
Well, it's just, I mean...
High five, sir. That was
That was great. That was a great rant. Nice little piece there.
I hate it when I've known a few people who are they're like book smart as motherfuckers. They
You talk to the motherfuckers.
Open it like this.
Well, I mean, the thing about book smarts is like with book smarts, man. It's like it's just there, you know, and it's not gonna fucking change out of that book. That book's gonna be always the same. And talk to you like that, and you just fucking pretty much you just quote that book verbatim. You look at it, you fucking study it, and you by sheer repetition, you remember everything that's in that fucking book.
That's right.
And you can do that.
Right.
But with common sense, like out in the fucking real world on the fucking streets,
yeah.
That fucking book ain't gonna teach you a guy, ain't gonna help your ass out, none.
Hands on experience.
Exactly.
You gotta learn the hard way.
But
experience is the best teacher.
But motherfuckers still out there want you, let me see a fucking certificate with your fucking that you went to school for it. Which, don't get me wrong, I don't understand, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It's just a piece of paper.
It's a piece of fucking paper.
That shows you spent...
It's what's irritating.
There's a little bit of bullshit involved with college.
Yeah, no, there really is.
I'm quickly becoming disillusioned with high TT.
Yeah, right? Unfortunately, they fucked me in the ass.
It wasn't necessarily them, it was Kingsbury.
Well, Kingsbury.
ITT had a hand in it.
Yeah, they assisted in my ass raping.
But then I got this weird thing in the mail, and I've already heard like 3 or 4 people who left ITT to go here.
Full sale.
Yes,
I went there actually.
You did? Yeah,
I took the tour.
Took the tour, Full Sale.
It's. I mean, they've got really cool shit in there, but from what I've heard from the people that have gone there, they said it's just really a waste of time and money. I mean, they give you the skills and stuff of using, you know, and having all the experience with all the stuff, but they said as far as job placement, that's where that school really lacks.
Well, see, there I can get the benefit. Like, I'm not going to leave ITT, but they have a really good system set up for getting you a job.
Yeah.
Even after you graduated, you can always come back there and say, hey, I need a job. Yeah. And they'll help you out. They'll say, okay, well, this place is hiring. This place gets your resume and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. So this place might lack in that department, but...
But see, the thing about
it's definitely worth checking out. I'll say
it's like with
this is in Florida.
That too, yeah.
Well, really, yeah. I mean,
but like the thing is, like, but the difference between like ITT and like the Full Sale is fucking hands on. Full Sale is like as soon as you get in there, there's no bullshit, there's no fodder. It's like this is what you're gonna do. You know, here you go. Let's start fucking around with the shit now. You get the fucking like you know instead of going through all the fucking. Like intro to PC and
that's
shit like that, all that
it's,
stuff.
It's so
I mean,
polished.
Mind you, it's needed classes if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But most people don't go there without a clue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most people go into it with at least a tiny bit of fucking knowledge on the situation. You know, because like it's boring when they're trying to teach you stuff that you already know. It's like, well, this is what you do to fucking bring up a fucking.
Well,
this is how you change your background.
Fucking shit.
It's how you change your background on a computer. It's like,
wow.
Yeah, you right click.
Like any fucking kid with a PC knows how to do that.
That's right.
It's like, this is how I set my background picture. You know,
part of what really hit me with it was they'll have different areas that specialize in particular. Like, ITT doesn't have a field specializing in animation.
Yeah.
I played around 3DS Max. I fucking hate modeling shit. I can't stand making a fucking 3D model.
It's got
model.
A learning curve.
But when you actually have the model done,
yeah.
And it's all rigged and whatnot,
then
I can rig the thing real quick. I can set the bone structure just fine. I can link everything in it just fine. That is no problem to me. I can animate the motherfucker like I'll spend hours just playing around with it, making sure the elbow moves right.
Yeah.
I'll walk around, pay attention to how my body's moving. You know, when you take a step, you're actually go up a little higher because you're shifting your weight up just a little bit, and then you go back down and whatnot. But I can't make anything in that program for shit.
Yeah, give me something to start with.
That's what I want to do. I don't.
The thing about Full Sail 2 is not only are they like they're like with the computer graphics, they're a full blown fucking film school.
Yeah, they have a film school. They have an audio engineer school for music,
which is something that I've definitely been thinking hard and heavy about going to a film school. In state, out of state, but I definitely am thinking about it really hard.
Yeah, like this place does. I'd have to look into it. But like I said, the main problem, the hugest problem with this is that it's in fucking Florida.
It is in Florida.
Which,
And to tell you the truth, it's not in the greatest part of town.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
The school itself, yeah. The campus. It's outside of Orlando.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, because up at school they were like, oh yeah, this place is in Orlando. But no, apparently you read this and it doesn't say it's in Orlando.
Yeah, it's like right outside of it. On the...
the brim of it.
The brim of Fort Wayne.
But at the same time, the University of Memphis isn't exactly in the best part of town.
No, yeah, you got fucking, the Holland area. Like, literally, like, a friend of mine, she goes there, and, like, since she's been going there, that day fucking they had the guy that got murdered that played on the football team. He just recently murdered.
Race for!
We got the guy that was fucking running up touching joggers, which was like, you know.
That poor sir.
Where were you at, Ronan, when that happened? Were you touching joggers?
When did it happen?
like September, I think.
Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability, Ronan. I mean, yeah, I said Ronan. Babone, where were you?
Probably don't remember.
I didn't do it. Okay, I did it.
No, I didn't. He admits it.
No, I didn't.
Maybe.
Suspicious. But no, that dude was definitely groping joggers. It was terrible.
But like you said, Drew, his dad works on the special.
Yeah, his dad. They have their own police force. The college has their own fucking, their own precinct on site. And it's just, there's like cops that work nothing but University of Memphis. And that's what Drew's doing.
Yeah. He found the guy that was rolled up into the security tower where they park all their little security go-karts and shit.
Yeah, they be rolling.
And when we were street riding on bikes and stuff, we had like 25 people with us, and we rode up to the top. We didn't even know what this place was.
Yeah.
We were just wanting to do some grinds and stuff. We get all the way up to the top of the tower, we see this one dude sitting in his car, and he's looking at us, and we were looking, and I stopped. He looked at me, and they said, you know, bloop, and then we all the fucking went all the way back down this fucking down. Circular thing, and out this motherfucker, and went all the fucking way back to our house. It was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I was up at Meg the other night, like last night, like to hang out with a friend of mine up there. Place was dead empty. One of the guys was up there. He used to own like the Liquid Lounge back when it was something else before it was Liquid Lounge. And he was reminiscing about the good old days. But he's like, man, back in 1985, the waiting list to get inside the rally point, up to 40 minutes to get in there. This whole area is just full of people. It's like,
well, the strip, the Holland Strip used to be fucking jumping. It still is on the good night.
It's just that night. Last night was not a good night.
No, they'll.
I guess everybody. I guess
the reason. I guess everybody.
I'm guessing everybody wanted to get that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, that, and you got to think too. On top of that, it's like, what are they going out for? You know, I mean, like back in the '80s and shit, like it was fucking. There was a reason to go out. Now it's, you know, shitty music, shitty people, shitty clicky people. You don't want to go spend time with fucking assholes like that. Yeah. You want to go out and have a good fucking time. You don't want to go into a fucking club and be snubbed because you don't fucking look like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like fucking some high school stupid shit. When everybody should go out and just have a good fucking time in this city, instead everybody wants to get in their little fucking group and talk shit about who this person's shitty or who's that motherfucker because they're new. That's such fucking bullshit, and people are like that.
I was getting snubbed. Not the last time I was up there, the time before that. I've told you about that chick. What's that called? Herself Spider?
Yeah.
Like,
Fatty.
Like, lady who's way too old to be using stupid, like, side names like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. It's like, how old are you? 40? Your name shouldn't be fucking Spider. Use your real name. God damn.
It was like, because I was like, she was having some conversation with a bunch of other people. I'm just sitting there kind of bored. And then apparently that offends her or whatever.
Because you sat there. Because you paid the money to get in there. You can do whatever the fuck you want to within the limits of the law inside that place. You know, if you want to sit there and fucking finger your butthole, as long as nobody's got a problem with it, you can fucking diddle away, sir.
But she was upset apparently because I wasn't there to answer drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was drinking to make the place more money because it's, you know, it's cheap to get in, but they make their money off of people boozing.
And then fucking, you go look at Lounge, they have some shitty drinks there.
Anybody who knows me knows this one doesn't booze at all.
It doesn't booze at all, but I will come out as a drinker and going out and drinking. They do not make good drinks there. Go to the Full Moon Club, go see Paige. I'll give you a thumbs up, ma'am. She's a good fucking bartender.
That was the MIG plug, technically.
The MIG plug, pretty much. That's about the best thing you'll get from me.
But I was up there, and she's giving me a hard time. I was like, you don't seem like you're having a good time. What's your name? My name's Spider. And I was kind of looking at her like, Spider, huh? I'm Ronan.
Yeah, I'm Ronan.
So she's just like, oh, you think it's funny? Yeah,
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was really funny, actually. Spider. Bullshit.
It's like, well, my name's Zanzibar. Let's have a fucking tea party. Let's have a fucking rainbow party. No, I'm saying the MIG place, it's alright. So guys, definitely if you got something you want to go check it out.
If you're into the industrial sounding
stuff, go check it out. You know, I joke and fuck around, but it's you know, there are some decent motherfuckers that go there. Go check it out. Brandy, the chick that wanted us to plug it, she's a decent chick.
She's a good person. I wouldn't go there if she sucked.
Go check it out, you know. And, you know, I've been Ronin's Men. It's not a bad fucking little club. It's fun. It's something to do. And like I said, some of the people are decent, you know, so go check it out.
So, yeah, there we have it. Real quick, before we run out of time, I just wanted to add on. Anybody, what? Real quick, thoughts on Daylight Savings Time? What do you think? Bullshit, needed?
Bullshit. It's not needed at all. It's just rewinding time.
Daylight Savings Time, definitely, you know, whatever.
You only get that extra hour of sleep that one
hour.
Night.
Yeah, whatever. Do whatever with it. You know, fuck it. It's going to get, no matter what we do with it, it's still going to get dark early in the winter, dark late in the summer. So yeah. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the origin of Daylight Savings Time was Ben Franklin cooked it up way back in the day as a way to conserve candle wax. Do we still use fucking candle wax?
No, sir.
No. Electricity.
That's right, Ben Franklin. Eat a dick, Ben
Franklin. Privileged you.
Before we go, I want to say go to Radiohead's website and check out their new album, In Rainbows. Fucking fantastic. You can download it free from their site. Beautiful fucking album.
All right.
Anything else? Well, real quick before we go. To believe is to know you know, and to know you believe is not to believe.
And thinking is as interesting as knowing, but more interesting than learning.
There you go. Party on, Ronan.
Party on, Fort Zanzibar. Party on, Ron.
Party on,
party on, guys.
That's Sleepy Cast, motherfuckers.
Enjoy yourself.
Have a motherfucking week.
It's Sleepy Cast! Sleepy Cast! Excellent! Woo!
Yeah.
Silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil.